It feel right, don't it? I only ever get it if I want it.
Hey, yo, welcome back to the Freddy Show, the number three show. You just do it.
Welcome back to the Freddy Show. Welcome back to the Freddy Show. We do show kind of stuff. Kick, show them what we got.
We got a lot going on today, Nick. Thanks for asking. What do we got going on? It's funny you should ask, Nick. Let's say the same thing at the same time. That one game that's been doing well. Oh. 3-2-1. 3-2-1. Just easy piece. Mm-hmm. We're going to dial in real quick here. I know what you're thinking. Nick did so good last podcast. He ate before he got on the podcast.
I spilled coffee.
He spilled coffee, and it's kettle corn, so it's not real popcorn. All right, let's go here. Are you ready?
Yeah.
3-2-1, popcorn. I mean, we knew it.
I'm in your head.
We knew it. I'm in your head.
I said it because I knew you were going to say it.
But I said it because I knew that you knew that I thought that you were going to say it.
That's my whole shtick, is knowing what someone else is going
to say. What am I about to say?
Now? What do you mean?
3-2-1, velociraptor.
Corn apple.
Okay.
What'd you say?
Velociraptor. Let's do it again. All right. Okay.
Nope. Yeah.
All right. 3-2-1, brick.
Shark. Shark brick.
A shark brick.
A brick shark.
A brick shark. Saying it doesn't help.
Brick shark.
A brick. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. What? Are no. you talking? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have to close my eyes.
You don't.
Why don't I keep closing my eyes?
I don't know.
All right, go ahead.
3-2-1,
statue.
Wall Street. I mean, that's statue in Wall Street.
All right, Wall Street statue.
A Wall Street statue. But you see what I was at? A shark?
Sure.
Brick?
Sure.
A shark in the bricks?
Yeah.
Sure. Statue, I don't really understand how you got a shark out of that. What'd you say?
A brick shark.
A brick shark?
Yeah, if you had a brick shark, it'd be a statue. I mean, what's up?
I mean, I guess. All right, so where are we at? Wall Street and what? What did
statue.
You say? A statue. A Wall Street statue.
Yeah. Wall Street statue.
Wall Street. Are you trying to, like, paint me the word that you're thinking of?
I'm talking about, like, a Wall Street statue.
Okay.
One.
Wait, I don't have
three
it.
Three or two?
Okay, no, I got it.
Got something?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
3-2-1.
Wolf.
Empire State Building.
Like, if there was a statue on Wall Street, what would it be made of? Or what would it be inspired by? A wolf.
A wolf, because of the Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolf of Wall Street.
See, I'm thinking
Wolf Empire State Building.
Think of where I'm at. The Empire State Building is the statue of New York. Am I wrong?
Is Wall Street in D.C.?
No. It's in New York.
Is it? I don't know where it's at.
Wall Street's in New York.
Is it?
Yeah.
What are we doing now? Empire State Building.
Empire.
Wolf.
And what? And Wolf.
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 I always forget the L. I always say Wolf.
Wolf.
I say Wolf.
Salmon.
All
wolf.
Right. Empire State Building and Wolf.
Wolf.
Do you have something? Because I don't.
Empire State Building. Wolf.
Wolf. I mean, okay, I got it.
You got some?
I got it.
Sure.
3-2-1,
attack.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Wolf attack, man. Why else would a wolf be at the Empire State Building if it's not going to attack? It's going to just be hanging out?
Nick, who is the wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah, but you threw Empire State Building and now we're way away from the Wall Street now.
Attack.
I'm not saying mine was better.
I would hope not, because that's not even an item. That's just...
You tried to bring it back where we were.
You just said a verb.
You left.
You said a verb.
What's up?
Attack Leonardo DiCaprio.
A Leonardo DiCaprio attack. Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Now we got
right?
it.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Go.
3-2-1.
The Revenant.
Yes! Let's go.
Let's go.
That was pretty fire.
That was good.
That was really good.
We did it.
We did it.
Wow.
I can't believe it. All right, let's try this. It's a new game. We'll play a couple rounds. Never played this game before.
All right. You think they can hear me through the... You think they can hear me chewing?
I don't know. Probably.
I'm trying to be respectful.
All right, you ready? All right, so this is what this game is. There's two different like sets of words. So I'll tell you this one so you get the idea. The end word of the first group of words is the first word of the second group of words. So this is Jolly Roger, and then the second word is Roger Federer.
Uh-huh.
So you would answer. So I'm going to give you a clue of the first group. So Jolly Roger, I don't even know what that is. That's candy, right? Just sure. Jolly Roger.
Jolly Rogers, like a happy person.
Okay, so Jolly, I'd be like happy. You'd eventually guess. Roger. I would say happy person and then tennis player. And then you'd be like Jolly Roger Federer. That's sure. How you would answer it.
Sure. So it's like chain link.
Yeah, but just
in
I'm giving
card
you.
Form.
Yeah. All right. What is this called? Connected clues.
Chain link.
Okay.
It's like the game we were supposed to make.
Right. And someone made it already.
Yeah.
But we got commission.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, we got a... Okay. We got... Someone could run really, really fast. And then if you were leaving a prison, you would need this item.
So I don't get to know the first word?
You don't know nothing.
Really?
You get nothing.
Really?
That's why it's different from chain link.
Really?
Because you get nothing. But you got to say
someone who
all
run
of
really,
the words consecutively to get it right.
Someone who can run really, really fast.
Someone can run really, really fast, and you need this item to break out of prison.
To break out of prison.
Yeah. or to get into a safe.
Get into a safe.
Yeah. Or to like steal a bike.
Or steal a bike.
Yeah. Let's start at the first. Who's really, really fast?
Usain Bolt.
Okay. And then what do you need to steal a bike?
You need bolt cutters.
So
Usain Bolt cutters.
Yeah.
Did I do it?
You did it. Do you understand?
Nope.
Because it's Usain Bolt, and then his last name is Bolt.
Let me see a card. Is there instructions?
No.
Really?
Probably. He's got a QR code.
Oh, okay.
you understand
you
now?
Give clues. Okay.
You understand now?
Maybe. Let's try this dial in.
Okay.
Oh, well then, yeah. Well then, I got that, man. I got that at first. I just didn't say it out loud because I wasn't sure if I was... I'm looking big.
Okay, here we go. Don't... I mean, hyping yourself up right now.
Look at it. Does it look the same as it looks like in this video? Gosh, all right, go ahead.
All right. We got a really fun cartoon and maybe the greatest wide receiver ever.
Tom and Jerry Rice.
Yes, but you don't got to say Jerry twice.
Tom and Jerry Rice.
Yeah, that's how you do it. Nailed it. Okay, here we go. A really old 90s cartoon and a famous golfer. That was really slick.
What?
He popped out from downtown.
I wasn't even looking at it. I was up there thinking. Start over.
A really old 90s cartoon, classic 90s cartoon, and a famous golfer.
Hey Arnold Palmer.
Wow!
Am I nailing
yes!
it?
Yes!
Wow!
Come on. Okay. You got to pee on a road trip. Where you go to pee on a road trip and what you do when there's a fire, when you're on fire.
Rest, stop, drop, and roll. Or what is it?
I need something else here.
You need something else?
Stop doing that. What do you... Okay, NASCAR has to take this. And when you're on fire.
NASCAR has to take this?
NASCAR, like the cars have to do this every once in a while.
Okay. Pit stop and roll. Drop and roll. Pit stop, drop and roll.
Yes! Wow. Okay. All right. Where Santa Claus lives and an Olympic sport.
North Pole vault.
Wow!
Yeah.
Can you stop doing that? Now you're just showing off.
Eyes are closed.
All right. Energy drink and cowboy does this.
Red Bull rider.
Wow. Riding, but yeah. Disgusting, unflavored soda. Sport that involves swim caps. Unflavored soda in a sport that involves swim caps.
Unflavored soda. Sparkling water polo?
Oh, take it. Yeah. Tonic water. But yeah.
What, tonic water?
Tonic water, water polo.
Yeah, ain't bad.
All right. Let's do a couple more here. What about? Okay. Underwater and you can't breathe. So people do this usually. And then you want to jump and do a backflip. You probably need this. You want me to give another hint?
No, just repeat it.
Okay. When you're swimming and you got to be underwater, you need to breathe. So you should probably be this kind of person. And then if you're going to try and maybe do a front flip in the summertime, you should probably use this item.
Scuba diving board?
Yes! What the hell?
Am I good or what?
I don't know. Maybe I'm really good at giving clues. All right.
Let's not go there.
Let's get like two more here.
Yeah.
What about? I don't know what that is. All right. Last lap. You're driving in the car. It's the last lap. So you see this thing, and then you want to play something in the street with your boys, but you don't want to get hurt. What are you thinking? First of all, what are you thinking?
Finish line, maybe.
So you need it's something that you're gonna wave. The last lap, you wave this last lap, and then you play. You're gonna do this because
like
you don't,
checkered flag football.
Yes, it is, sir. Yes, it is, sir.
Okay.
All right, two more. Quick question: who is John Denver? Oh, okay. You need this to go to the bathroom when you're a child, and someone on defense shouldn't have done it. Spot of the foul.
Huh?
You need this to go to the bathroom when you're a kid, and the defense shouldn't have done this.
You need this to go to the bathroom as a kid. A wiener.
pretty much any time. You probably need one of those.
As a kid.
In school. I should add that. It probably helps.
In school. Wow. Hall pass interference.
Yes, sir.
Dude, I was like diaper, pull up, porta potty.
Wow,
like
in training school was
pump.
a goated hint. I'm so good.
Yeah, you're
all
so
right.
Good.
Okay. This is easy. We're gonna go. We're gonna go. Dude, so much money. This guy has so much money that he wants to save the world, and then also maybe the greatest hockey player of all time.
Bruce Wayne Gretzky.
Let's go, baby!
Good job, Nick.
I'm incredible at that game. This game is so fun.
Where do you get it? Well, we don't really have a link other than like the TikTok shop. Hold on.
You hold up the box or? Dude, I love this game.
Yeah, you can get it at the link below, TikTok shop.
It's like chain link, but funner.
Yeah. It's cool. Yeah, if you guys like it, check it out. It's cool. Does that sound convincing enough? It is fun.
I was just trying to make it sound fun. It was fun.
It was fun.
I'm not mad at it. Do you want to play?
It's a cool game. I would love to play.
These are undone, right?
Yeah. I've never touched them.
I might say something getting me canceled on that one.
No, yeah, I saw a couple of them. There's a dirty pack, too, that I didn't open up.
Oh, really?
I was like, I'm just going to waste my time. What was that one game we played and everything was dirty?
Most games.
It was same, but different. Now, what do you mean game?
Okay. It's like a house hotel and a morning Chipotle.
Bad time.
What?
What'd you say?
A house hotel?
A
house hotel.
It doesn't help. You repeating it doesn't help. A house hotel.
It's like a house, but it's like a hotel.
A motel.
No, that would be a motel.
Right. A house hotel.
It's like a house hotel.
Okay, I got it.
You got me? And morning Chipotle.
Airbnb breakfast.
You didn't really tie in the Chipotle?
Hold on. Airbnb taco. Breakfast taco. One more time. Am I getting the first?
No.
Airbnb?
Mm-mm.
Bed and breakfast burrito.
Oh, yeah!
Yes, sir!
I'm good.
Not really.
All right. Mm-hmm. Oh, crap. I don't know the second. I don't know how to describe the second one.
Yeah, just skip them. Yeah, I did that a bunch.
Okay. Ashton Kutcher on TV, and when you're a kid and you bring something to class.
70 Show and Tell.
Come on, dude. Come on, dude.
What is that?
What?
Come on, dude. You sound like you're in trouble.
Dwight Howard was here for a bit. When he was first getting going, and if you were a caveman and I just spark some fire up right in front of you,
you were doing so good. You were doing so good. What happened?
You gotta connect the dots, man. Dwight Howard.
Who is that?
Oh no. Oh no.
Can you give me a hint? Who's Dwight Howard? Just tell me who he is and help.
He's a basketball player.
Okay, I'm not gonna put.
Like where did Dwight Howard play when he first got going?
No, I got to know three teams. The Celtics.
Okay, hold on.
The
Florida
Hornets.
Okay, Florida NBA basketball team. Orlando Magic.
The Heat.
Orlando Magic.
The Magic. Orlando Magic trick.
Okay, yeah, how did you do that? It's incredible.
Hey, stop looking at me like that. Disrespectful.
All right. Just infected toes and a place to get new shoes.
Infected toes.
Yeah, in between your toes get all itchy.
Fungus Foot Locker.
Yes, but no. What's the name of that?
Dirty Feet Locker.
What's the name of that fungus, man? If you're
Nasty Foot Locker.
If you're playing sports.
You got that active foot locker. Athletic foot locker.
Athlete's foot.
Athlete's foot locker.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You don't know what athlete's foot is?
Uh-uh.
Damn.
I don't play sports.
You grew up on the East Coast of Maryland.
You talking gibberish, bro. I never heard of that in my life.
Here we go. Wait, what was she in?
You better Google?
What was it? See what she was in. Was she in The Sixth Sense?
If she was, I don't know who it is.
You didn't watch it?
I know Bruce Willis. And then don't even know the kid's name.
I don't think he was in there, was he?
The Sixth Sense?
Yeah, Bruce wasn't in there.
Yeah, he was the dude. He was the main dude.
That was Bruce? No yeah. shot. No shot.
I'll put what two, movie I'll, are you I'll thinking put of?
Two, The Sixth Sense.
Scary I movie. See dead people.
Yeah.
No with Bruce Willis.
No shot. That's Bruce.
It's Bruce Willis.
No shot. Can you look up what movies Dakota Fanning has been in?
Is that one of the worst? Sixth Sense. All right. Sixth Sense. Main actor, Bruce Willis.
Damn. Swing and a miss. All right, here we go. You want to ship a package? You go here. And then off-brand staples.
Off-brand staples?
Come on, man. You got to meet me. You got to meet me halfway. I can't give you.
FedEx paperclip.
What? Where you going to ship your packages, man?
Post office paperclip.
Why are you talking about paperclip?
Post office depot.
Yes. Thank you.
Wow. I haven't been to office depot in a minute.
I don't know what that is. Oh. Shark Tank rich guy and a lunch item. Also owner of a basketball team.
I told you I don't know anything about basketball.
Billionaire.
There's a lot of those.
Sold.
Mark Cuban.
I think Yahoo.
Mark Cuban?
Yeah.
And then what was the second hit?
A lunch item.
Mark Cuban sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah, you're incredible. Right. Not, you're not, but I'm trying to, you know what I mean, trying to make you feel good.
But then you just made that comment.
Right.
That brought me back down.
Right, okay.
Just boost me up one time.
Number one most bestest soda ever. Top soda ever.
If it's root beer, I'm not answering it.
No, I'm not. Why would it be that? Number one best soda ever in the history of all sodas. And like a angry police officer water.
Water?
Like angry police officer water. Number one soda ever, angry police officer water.
Police officer water.
Yeah, burn your eyes up.
Okay, I got that. Okay. That was, yeah, that might be crossing the line. You said, what was the first hint?
What?
What was the first one again?
Number one best soda in the history of all sodas.
Oh.
And then.
Disagree.
What?
Disagree.
No, let me finish.
Dr. Pepper spray? Disagree. Disagree. Hard disagree.
What, you don't want me to say angry police officer? I gotta say something else.
Dr. Pepper sucks.
What do you want me to say?
That Dr. Pepper is not that good.
No, I'm gonna say. I'm not gonna lie to the people.
Okay, let's do one more. Go out with the ringer. Let me tee it up. Let me tee it up. Give me one word hints. Tee it up.
This is what they used to call me on the track.
I said one word hints.
This is what they used to call me in sports. And because I'm so fast. And like an electric sword. Because I'm so fast, they used to call me this, my nickname.
An electric sword.
Zzz. Not like a lightsaber, though. Don't get it confused.
Lightning bolt cutters.
What?
Lightning bolt.
Lightning.
Lightning rod.
Okay. What did they usually call me because I'm so fast?
They called you the lightning rod.
No, that's the second half. That's the electric sword.
Really?
Now, my nickname, because I was so fast, what'd they call me? Everybody said it.
Blue lightning.
Name another color.
Peach lightning.
White lightning.
Green lightning.
I'm white lightning.
White lightning.
That's me?
Okay.
White lightning rod. White lightning rod.
White
rice.
Let me say it. White lightning rod.
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Okay, good job.
All right. I got to give you one that you'll get because you've never been getting them. Zac Efron, Disney Channel. And run around in a circle till the music stops.
Tee it up!
Tee it up!
High School Musical chair.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
50% commission.
All right, back to school. Are you ready? Nick.
What color's the sun?
What color's the sun? I know. It is a what color question, though.
I know, man.
I always start with it. It's good. All right, Nick. Back to school. Start with that again. I said back to school. You said back to school. It worked out pretty good.
Did I do it already?
No. Right. Back to school.
Back to school.
First grade. What color is a blueberry?
I'm going to go blue.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
All right, name a pet. Second grade. Name a pet that isn't a dog.
I'm going to go cat.
Sure. We'll take it.
We'll take it.
Grade number three, what is 4 times 6?
4 times 6, you can ask me.
Third grade question. Like third grade.
That's all jokes. 24.
Yeah, you got it right. Yeah. Let's go. All right, grade number four, what is 6 times 4?
It's the same thing.
So is third grade and fourth grade.
Okay. didn't really change much. 24.
Yeah, you got it right. Grade number five. Name any war.
The Civil.
Sure, we'll take that.
We'll take it.
Nice.
We'll take it.
All right, grade number six. What's the process called of plants eating?
I only know one plant process.
Yeah.
Yeah. Photosynthesis.
Yeah. You got it right.
All right.
All right. Time for our daily double.
Daily double.
If you get this right, you can skip the next grade.
Oh, thank goodness.
Grade number seven.
What? Why are you holding it?
Because I got to read it. According to an...
Is it going to be a hard question? It's going to be a hard question. It ain't no seventh grade question.
According to an urban legend, what type of animal caused the Great Chicago Fire of 1871 by knocking over a lantern?
A raccoon.
A raccoon.
A cow.
No. Yeah. But no, you get it wrong.
I didn't say final answer.
You don't get no final answer. It's not how we're playing.
Cow was my first.
That's not how we're playing.
Cow was my first.
You could have skipped, but you got it wrong.
I could have skipped.
Two more wrong grades and you fucked up.
No, cow was my first answer.
I'm sorry.
You didn't let me think it through.
I don't make the rules. I just come up with them.
And then I thought Chicago might have been a raccoon.
Well, you got it wrong.
I got it right, technically.
So now you got to go to eighth grade. Name an empire.
The Roman.
Sure. We'll take it.
We'll take it.
I thought, I'd give you a layup.
Yeah. Eighth grade.
Grade number nine. Name two types of triangles.
Obtuse and isosceles.
Okay. We'll take it.
Yeah.
I only knew two and it wasn't obtuse.
Acute.
That's good. I think I was looking for isosceles.
Were you?
Yeah.
I said it.
And a right triangle. But you did good.
I nailed it.
Grade number 10. What is the smallest planet in our solar system?
In our solar system?
Yeah.
Because Pluto's not anymore, right?
Nope.
Got kicked out.
No. It's a good job. That was part of the trick. And you passed the first
test. I passed the first part. That must leave.
Maybe just work backwards.
Okay.
What is it not?
Here's one thing you don't know that you don't fully understand about me. Here's one thing that you're unsure about with me. That you might not know that you probably do, is I don't know planets well.
I do know that. That's why I put it
this
on the quiz.
This solar system, our solar system.
Part of the reason why I put it on the quiz.
Because you knew that I didn't know.
I know that you know pretty
you know
much
it's
going to
be a guessing game.
Yeah. I'm kind of banking on you not getting this right.
Here's my thoughts. Video. My thoughts is it's either Mars or Venus.
Okay.
Am I in so far?
No.
Then just give it wrong. I mean, what's left? All right. I'll do one guess. What are the planets? I don't even know them, dude.
Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars. Then I'm kind of lost after that. It's like Jupiter, Saturn.
Okay, Uranus, I got it. I got it.
Neptune.
I know it. Now that you named the planets, it became easy. It's Mercury.
You got it right.
Yes.
But you already got it wrong.
No.
Okay, grade number 11. You get one more wrong, you flunk out. What is the basic unit of life?
Huh?
Like, what's the smallest form?
Like an atom?
You got it right! Final answer. I'm just kidding. We don't do final answers.
Apparently not.
Okay, grade number 12. How do you write a check? I'm just kidding. You don't learn that in school.
He did a joke.
It's a joke. Okay, grade number 12. Name any component of a cell.
Mitochondria. Because that's the powerhouse of the cell.
Let's go!
Come on!
Good job, man. Thanks, man. I gotta give you your thing.
You graduated.
You graduated! Good job! Yeah! All right. This is kind of like chain link, except there's no bottom word.
Mm.
So you just go from top to bottom. You got to go in order. All right, starting with black. Next letter is J.
Jack.
Yes! Blackjack. All right, the next one is going to be a B.
Black.
You got it right! Blackjack, Jack Black.
Blackjack, Jack Black.
Black, and then the letter is E. It's tough. This one's a little tough. Are you asking me a question right now?
No, I'm talking it through.
Blackjack, Jack Black. Black E.
Escalade.
A black Escalade? No.
Okay.
No.
You know?
You want to guess? Should I give you another letter?
Another letter, right?
I don't know. Do I do that?
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of cheating.
Really? How else am I going to get better? It's like part of the game. You get the letter. When you get
yeah. It. Should I give it to you?
The what?
Another letter.
Yeah.
Why?
I.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Why couldn't I think of that? I'm so dumb.
You said it. Next letter is a D. I'm going to give you a D. I'll give you that D.
Dropper.
Eyedropper. No. I'm going to give you an O. First word comes to your head.
I'm trying to think of a word.
You should go. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do.
First thing comes to your head, dude. I-D.
It's not. Is it a D?
I-D-O.
Oh. Do it again.
It's I-D-I-D-O.
Do the first thing that comes to your mind thing.
Do the first thing that comes to your mind, dude. I-D.
I don't know. I don't know.
I believe you. It's not correct.
I don't know. I do.
I do.
Like a wedding.
Right.
No.
You know, it's I, like your yep. eye in your head.
I dog.
How are your eyes doing?
I dog. I do.
When's the last time you got your eyes checked, Nick?
But it's not helping me. D-O.
When's the last time you got your eyes checked, Nick?
Yeah, because I couldn't piece it. I was like, eyeglasses doesn't start with D-O. Eye contacts. Eye doctor.
Yes, sir.
Dr. Phil.
Wow!
Did I do it?
Yes!
Let's go!
How did you know? By the way, we got this list from John Curtis over at the Freddy Club. Free to join.
Wow.
Your next is a U.
There's more?
There's two more.
Phil
U.
Fill up.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
What the heck?
I was trying to trick you, but you untricked yourself.
Well, I went for the dumb one.
Yeah.
Wow. Upstate.
Huh?
Philip, upstate.
No. Close. Can you get it without the letter?
Philip, upstate.
Mm-mm.
Philip, up.
It's top. Like the. What? No, but you're in the right direction. First one was closer.
Up. North. Up.
Centralize.
Centralize it.
Where are we at?
We're in Virginia.
Where are we at even more?
The world.
No, like further in, not further out. We're in the world. We're in Virginia. We're in
America.
Sure. We're in Virginia. We're even
and more in.
Even and more in.
Where are we? Like the county?
Even more.
Even more in. Up street.
Further out?
Further out than up the street. We're up. We're uptown.
Yes!
Ah!
Ah!
That was crazy. I mean, how many things did we do?
I don't know. You got one of them.
We can do a wavelength real quick. Those are easy.
Who's got it?
I'll think of a number because that was funny earlier. I got a number. We're playing wavelength. You guys want to play along? Close your eyes. The number will be on the screen. Wait, what is the thing? We're playing wavelength. If you guys want to play along, what is the intro? We're playing wavelength. If you guys want to play along, the number. What is the intro?
Why are you mad at me?
I think that I'm picking the number. You got to do the intro.
Are you mad at
That's
me
what time? It is. You got to say, we're playing wavelength. Cake showing what number we're working with while you close your eyes.
Is that the play or is that like let them not know it so they can play too?
If you want to play along, close your eyes. Cake showing what the number is. Something like that. I don't remember what we did last time.
We're That's playing wavelength. If you want to play along, close your eyes right now. Cake, show them what the number is.
Okay.
Got
it.
Let's go with a soda.
Okay, a soda. What do I want to give you here? Just give me like a... Give me like a Sprite.
You can't just give me like a Sprite. It's literally my favorite soda. Like, not really, but like, it is, you know what I mean?
No.
Like it's a go-to because it's a clear liquid. Let's not get too deep. That gives me nothing. So, let's go with,
Do you got like a range that you're at right now?
No. Let's go a place to work out.
Place to work out. I'm going to go home gym.
I'll go like a 7.
Okay.
That's where I'm at.
Like, okay. I'm feeling like a 7. You feeling
like,
7?
Like a 7-8. That's where I'm at.
Sure.
That's where I'm at.
Okay.
Let's go with a candy.
A candy. Okay.
Okay.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Mike and Ike's.
There's a problem. I have to answer for you, not for the rest of the freaking world. Because you name a Mike and Ike, it might as well be a 9.
I've been very consistent with how I feel about Mike and Ike's for a long time.
I know how you feel about Mike
and Ike's. If you know me, you know how I feel about them.
That's what I just said. I'm in between a 7 and a 9.
Okay. You get one more category.
Hmm?
You get one more category before your final guess. So you're feeling a 9 right now.
I got to drive this home. Place to sit.
I really need to give you something good here.
Because mm-hmm. I don't know what the answer is.
We're all over the place. A place to sit.
Place to sit.
I'm going to go. Place to sit. Got it. I'm going to go with a chair at the movie theater. But not the ones that recline. Like the old school ones.
So correct me if I'm wrong. You said Sprite.
Yeah.
And then what?
I don't remember.
Me neither.
You said Sprite. Something to sit
place
on.
Place to work out.
Place to work out.
Home gym. You said Sprite.
And then candy, Mike
Home
and Ike's.
Home gym, Mike and Ike's. Movie theater seat that doesn't recline.
Yeah.
And there's no movie plan.
No.
It's just the seat.
Yeah. Sure.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm trying to give you the best hints that I can possibly give. These are from me, dog. It's how I feel about them.
Movie theater seat. That brings me back down.
Okay.
To 7.
You're locking in a 7.
I'm saying you just brought me back down.
Okay.
Mike and Ike's, you brought me up because I know you. Movie theater seat brought me back down.
Okay. You're at a 7.
Where do you want me to be? Because we got couch. Okay. Uh-huh. We got couch at 1.
Uh-huh.
Sure. We got like on a fire at 0.
Right.
Okay. And you're talking about a movie theater seat.
Right. Yeah. You got to give me a final answer here, Nick. What is your gut telling you? What does your gut tell you?
7.
Final answer.
You asked what my gut told me.
Are you going to trust your gut?
Sure.
Incorrect. It was 5.
You put Sprite at a 5?
It's just whatever.
You put Sprite at a 5.
And I've said all the time that Mike and Ike's is the most middle-of-the-road candy of all time.
You said it's the top 5 candy of all time.
Run it back.
That's what you said.
No, I didn't.
Top 5 candy of
middle
all time.
Middle of the road.
A Sprite at a 5?
We did a Friday show in your car one time, and we talked about Mike and Ike's.
I know.
And I said it's the middle-of-the-road candy.
You said top-line candy.
I said it's middle of the road.
The top of the line.
Middle of the line.
You said never seen a better candy. That's what you said. Why would I have such a bold reaction if you said it's a middle of the road candy?
Because you thought it sucked.
It
I
does.
Said it doesn't suck. It's middle of the road. It's like the bar for candy. Like you judge all candy, whether it's better or worse than Mike and Ike's.
No.
Disagree.
Mike and Ike's is bottom of the barrel.
Okay. All right. We're playing Wavelength. I got a number.
I don't like that. A Sprite at a 5.
Sprite at a 5. I can only give you what I got. I didn't say McDonald's Sprite, okay?
That's in there with Sprite.
No, 2 different sodas. We can agree, 2 different sodas. A Sprite at the gas station and a Sprite at McDonald's, 2 different sodas. It's their ice, man. I don't know what it is. Well, I do know what it
you
is.
You gave Sprite a 5. And yes. What else did you get? A home gym of 5? Where are you? Where are you?
Dog, you've been
You doing- either work out at the gym... Next step below, home gym.
I meant like a garage gym.
It's all the same.
Yeah, but
that's
like,
not a
I get
5.
That, but I'm looking at like equipment quality. Like, is there a sauna? Are you going to give me a fresh towel?
Yeah, that's a 10.
Yeah.
And then you went down to a 5 with the only other gym below it.
What else was I going to say?
A 5
would
be like.
You didn't give me any options. You didn't give me a category with options.
A 5 would be like in the woods.
In the woods?
Yeah, because you can do calisthenics.
That's a 2, dog.
No, it's not. You can do calisthenics.
What is a calisthenic?
No one. Body weight workout.
Why would I be in the woods for that?
Exactly. That's why it's a 5.
That's a 2, dog.
No, it's not a 2. A 2 would be like in Antarctica.
That's a 1.
Same thing.
That's not even on the list.
A 5, a home gym?
Yes.
No, you could be like a 5 is like anywhere without workout equipment. Because you can just do
calisthenics. What are you talking about
you can do
right
calisthenics.
Now?
Calisthenics.
You keep saying calisthenics and nobody's doing that. You never done it.
I just did it this morning. We did it. We did push-ups. That's calisthenics.
So if I'm doing push-ups in the woods, that's a middle of the road day
yeah,
for a workout.
Yeah, why not? You're outside, you're enjoying the sunshine.
No, it's like I want to go to the gym, but I don't feel it's raining. I don't feel like driving. I'm just gonna work out at home. That's a 5.
That's no 5.
We didn't give specifics about what was in the home gym.
Exactly.
And then that's
you said
where
a
you
home
you
gym.
You should have had follow up questions.
You said I can't. We're playing Wavelength. You said a home gym.
You should have said, is there equipment?
I I pictured like LeBron's house when you said that.
Why would you picture LeBron's house?
Because that's a home gym.
You're putting me in the same category as LeBron?
You said home gym. I'm picturing a gym at home.
And you go to LeBron?
Yeah, that's like an 8 or a 9 easy.
Man, there's so many people that have home gyms that aren't LeBron.
But that's what I saw when you said
why?
It. That's what I, because that's a home gym.
I'm not LeBron.
You could be like you should have said like, you should have said like with only dumbbells. That's a 5.
Give me a follow-up question.
I can't.
Yes, you, who said you can't?
We're playing wavelength. I get one question.
Who says who?
Says the rule book.
Well, if there's like a question about the question in question.
You can't ask that.
We're playing wavelength. I'm going to think Nick's going to. Now you got me flustered.
No, you're not flustered. You need to be.
We're playing wavelength. Nick is going to think of a number between 1 and 10. I'm going to close my eyes, Nick. Show him. You gave him the middle finger. Didn't you?
I didn't do anything yet. I don't want you to have to edit.
We're playing wavelength. Nick, think of a number between 1 and 10.
I'm done.
Okay. Thanks.
Done.
All right, give me... give me something to chew on.
A popcorn kernel. On accident.
On accident. Okay. I'm feeling 1 or 2 or maybe a negative number. We may be in the negatives right now. All right, give me...
Real quick, make your final question a podcast co-host.
Okay. All right, give me go ahead and give me like a place to sunbathe.
In a basement. With no windows.
All right, okay. Yeah, I'm looking like the 2-3 range. 2-3. All right. Okay, cool.
Yeah,
we're in the 1 to 3. 1 to 3.
Sure.
Gotta
sure,
be.
Sure.
Lena Moore 1.
Okay.
Go ahead and give me like a... Give me like a... I don't know, dude. Give me a fabric.
Fabric.
Give me a fabric to rub on your skin.
Sandpaper.
Okay. Definitely feeling like it's going to be a 1. Just to clarify here.
What if you had an itch?
I wouldn't. I would scratch it.
And you only had sandpaper hands. It'd feel good.
That is a predicament. I'd ask someone else to scratch me.
I think it would feel great.
Would you scratch me if I needed to? You too?
No. Mm-mm. It depends. Are you
I
ambiguous?
Have sandpaper hands. I'm coming to you as...
What's the word?
Bird.
Are you ambidextrous? Are you amputated? Continue. Do you not have hands?
I have sandpaper hands. Would you scratch my itch?
No, you have sandpaper hands. It's perfect for scratching. That's like just,
I don't have hands.
That's like because you prefer. Yeah, no hands. Where's your itch?
So my butt.
Where?
So my butt.
Where on your butt?
Just on the cheek. Top of the cheek.
Top of the cheek. Top of the cheek. You gonna use that brick?
Mm-mm.
And put your butt up against that brick.
I need some nails. I need you to dig in. I need just one.
Where did stain come from, man?
I need one good scratch. You got me? I don't have hands. I'm coming to you as my friend.
I'm not scratching your butt, man. I will lead you in the right direction. I'll take you outside and put you on some tree bark, but I'm not doing it. If you got an itch on your nose.
It's like, it's a dire situation. Like, I need this itch scratch in the next 5 seconds or.
Or what?
I lose my butt cheeks.
They gone. They gone.
Okay. Leaning 1.
Leaning 1.
We got one more category right here.
Give me something. Give me something.
All right. Give me a co-host for a podcast.
You.
Gonna lock in a 10.
Sorry.
I'm going to lock in a 10.
You're going to lock in a 10?
Lock in a 10.
Yeah.
I get it right? All right.
So one, dude.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
It's,
I can't believe you wouldn't scratch my butt, bro.
No, I would.
Like, as my boy, you wouldn't scratch my butt.
I'm telling you what. Put me in a real life scenario. Not know my cheeks fall off if I don't get itched in the next 5 seconds. What are you doing, man?
Nick!
I'm not scratching your butt.
Nick!
I'm not doing it.
My butt's itchy, Nick!
Let's go outside.
My butt's gonna fall off!
No, I...
Five, four,